ABC News.
Facilities tend not to be isolating residents within their rooms, as you would do if there was an influenza outbreak. They're controlling access to facilities to minimise the avenues where an infection can enter. But within the facility, and one of the key reasons for minimising access, residents are usually still able to carry on with their normal activities, and staff are ensuring that there are social activities or interactions available. We don't want to see residents essentially locked in their rooms until the COVID situation is under control. We want them able to engage and interact within the safe environment of their facility. And that's why we have restrictions on entry.
So we have this situation now in the Newmarch facility in Western Sydney where there's been an outbreak. What have we learned from other outbreaks that have happened in aged care facilities overseas?
We've learned that it can be quite devastating if there is an outbreak. Some of the overseas experience indicates a mortality rate of up to 40%. We haven't seen that yet in Australia, which is very fortunate. But the concern of providers is that if we do allow a lot of visitors or we don't control access appropriately, we may be setting ourselves up for a case where there is this higher mortality rate. And we'd be very concerned about that. The welfare of our residents is our primary focus.
So it's a real fear that by allowing visitors into these aged care facilities that there could be another outbreak?
Certainly, we would not want to see restrictions relaxed too soon. We feel that the aged care population is a very vulnerable area if there were to be a second wave, which we're seeing in some overseas countries at this juncture. We'd like to see aged care kept safe for our vulnerable older Australians.
So the government says it's following medical advice when it says that it would urge aged care facilities to allow visitors and that it is beneficial for the mental health and well-being of residents to receive visitors. What do you say to that?
We certainly acknowledge the medical advice from the Commonwealth. We're paying attention to that and listening to it. We are following the restrictions that the Commonwealth has put in place at this juncture. We'd be concerned about seeing those restrictions further relaxed. But the other thing to remember is that each facility is different, its residents, the facility structure, the community in which it sits. So we also think it's important that providers are able to make a decision based upon their specific facility rather than having a blanket rule that everybody must allow a certain number of people in, regardless of context.
When do you think might be an appropriate time frame to see visitors returning to our nursing homes?
Again, it's just worth noting that many facilities do have visiting arrangements at the moment. We just wouldn't want to see the Commonwealth lifting those restrictions further at this juncture. It's really hard to say when will be an appropriate time, essentially to be when we can be confident that it's not going to lead to high mortality rates, high morbidity rates, if they're were to be a COVID introduction. But particularly about the second wave, I think we're concerned given other countries have seen that. We wouldn't want to have aged care residents exposed if there were a second wave in Australia.
ABC News.